Welcome back to the United Center. Tom Callahan here with your Predators fans as we are awaiting Patrick Hornqvist to join us from downstairs in the Predators locker room area. He'll be coming up here in just a moment. But in the meantime, we do have to give you our fifth third bank three stars of the game as Nashville 3-1 winners here tonight at Chicago. Smith, Fisher, and Wilson for the Preds. Dave Boland for Chicago. And so your fifth third bank three stars of the game are as follows, as judged by the Chicago media. Number three, Mike Fisher, who had what turned out to be the game-winning goal, is 12th of the year. Number two star Dave Boland is 15th of the season from Hossa and Leddy at 720. Power play goal, the only one of the game for the Hawks. And then the first star in this one, hard to argue, with Pekka Rinne for the Predators. As Pekka ends up picking up the victory here tonight, a busy night for Pekka as he ends up stopping 24 of 25 Chicago shots, but really had to be big in the third period. The Chicago power play down the stretch, they had three-man advantages in the final frame. They scored on one of them. But Rinne making some good saves, getting some help from traffic in front. And again, a solid effort. He ends up as your first star tonight. Predators go 10-10-6 for 26 shots on net. The Blackhawks go 10-7-8 for 25 shots on net in this one. And so we're ready to go downstairs with Patrick Hornqvist, and we'll get Willie Donick to join us from back in the 102.5 The Game studios, too. But, Patrick, congratulations on the victory down there. And, boy, you guys had to hold on a little bit, but you get the 2 points.
Yeah, exactly. I thought Pecs played great again. And, little momentum changed in the third period. They take the momentum after that goal, but big kill in the end. And we find a way to win, and that's it's all about here.
You know, you're absolutely right, finding a way to win. It's been the way the Preds have been getting it done lately. I mean, yeah. The scoring is coming from a lot of different sources, a lot of guys making plays. It's got to feel pretty good to know that your teammates are able to pick you up like that.
Oh, yeah. I think we have four lines are going really good right now and have the best goaltender back there and the best deep here, too. So, it's we're on a good roll, but we're working hard every single night. That's why we win, too.
Patrick, this has always been a great place to play. Huge crowd at the United Center. You guys, I thought you knew you weren't going to have 60 minutes of them not in it, but I thought for a good while you guys were able to keep the crowd out of the game.
Yeah, I thought we come out really, really good out of the gates in the first period. We really took the momentum, and then in the second was a little more on that side. But and then in the third, they took over two after that goal. But we find a way to win in the end, and we step up, we block shots, and we work hard. We get the puck out, and then in on the blue lines. That was key for us in the last 10 minutes, and Pex was great back there too.
Patrick, you know that you don't want to go to a box against the Chicago Blackhawks, and late. You mentioned it a few minutes ago, but I think it bears repeating. The crowd did get into it. They got the goal going on the first power play, but you guys made some clutch kills there late in the game to stay alive.
Yeah, there was a huge kill for us there in the end, save us the game there. I think Kleiner blocked a few shots, and Suits was playing really good in front of the net too, and the forwards were not giving them the lane up there from the D. And yeah, we really play good. Everybody's working hard, and that's what this is all about. We come out hard and play hard and get the 2 points. That's all that matters. It was not the nicest way we get them, but we get them, and we're collecting points. So,
Patrick, to 30 wins now for this Predators hockey club as you guys head into the All-Star break. And Barry Trotz has said, you know what, get away from the rink for 5 days. I don't want to see you guys. What are your plans for the All-Star break?
Actually, I'm going down to Florida and relax for a little bit, put my sandals on, and yes, relax, and then try to refocus here. But when we come back, it's right back on it, and then it's going to be a big stretch, and I hope guys relax a little bit and refocus, recover the batteries here, and really last 30 games is always big. So it's going to be nice to have a couple of days off, and can't wait to get back on it, though.
All right. Well, Patrick, congratulations on the rest. You've earned it. Congrats on the win tonight. Thanks for coming.
Yeah. Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it.
All right. That's Patrick Hornqvist downstairs as the Predators win it 3-1 here tonight. Brandon Yip will be coming to the mic, I believe, next, Willie. So we'll have him joining us here shortly. But, boy, the Predators really do earn their rest after this one. They were starting to look tired in the third, but they managed to find a way to get through it.
Well, I think that's what everybody was wondering when Chicago cut it to 2-1, and the crowd got into it for the first time really all night. You wondered if the Predators would be able to muster up enough energy. I thought really up until that point, the Predators look like the more energized team. They didn't look a team look like a team that was very tired that had played last night. I think Chicago missed their opportunity to take advantage of a tired Predators team, and the Predators, to their credit, mustered up. We talked to Peter Horacek about it last night. 24 more hours of effort. You know, don't look ahead to the break. And the Predators focused tonight and did an excellent job to get a good road win.
And, you know, a much-needed road win. Again, here in Chicago, for whatever reason, Nashville has been able to come into the United Center and do pretty well this year. So hopefully they're able to keep that going for themselves. But really, I think the key was early, Willie. Talking about the start, getting things going, really, you know, being able to score those two goals off the turnovers. Certainly it helps late when you have an empty net, but you get that power play, the sloppy change by the Hawks. But it was a close game. And don't forget, this is a Chicago team missing Taves. He wasn't in the lineup tonight. Sharp is out right now. I mean, they're missing some key components, but still not an easy team to dispatch. So, you know, you got to feel good if you're the Preds. You do get out of here with a win. Yes, it was a little tired in the back half of the back-to-back, but at the end of the night, boy, it's 2 points, and more importantly, 2 points in regulation.
Absolutely. I think that's a really big thing when you look at it. And the Predators are now 11-2-2 against the Central Division this year. And you know how tough the Central is. Obviously, the Blue Jackets, Predators took advantage of them. But with the other teams as well, they've held their own. Now 2-0-1 against the Hawks. Still a lot of meetings between these two teams. And the Predators, 3 continues to be the magic number. 24-2-2 when the Predators score 3 or more.
I think we should just start off at 2 and just try to get one more in the game. I mean, how nice is it, though, to know that your team is good enough, solid enough, not only defensively, but in net, that they're able to shut it down? And tonight, I mean, holding Chicago, even without those two big guns in the lineup, to one goal is nothing to sneeze at. I mean, that was tough. And Willie, for those who saw the power play and everything, I mean, Nashville shutting it down, key moment in the game. And now, actually, we've got Brandon Yip joining us from downstairs in the locker room area. And, Brandon, congratulations on the victory here tonight. Thanks for joining us. And what were your thoughts on this one tonight?
Well, thanks, guys. Happy to be here. You know, I thought we played well. I thought Pex had an outstanding game, and our PK there was huge at the end, so that was nice.
It's got to be nice to have Pekka on your team, I imagine, for a change.
Yeah, it's real nice. He's fun to watch. He hangs tough in there and always gives a second, third effort, and he looks great.
Brandon, as you look at your performance tonight, getting back in there, big screen on the first goal. The line that you've been a part of last night, you sitting out, Matt Halaschuk and Craig Smith had good games. Tonight, you get involved there, get a good screen on Craig Smith's goal.
Yeah, it was nice to jump in with those guys. They seem to play well together, and you know, we were hounding pucks that shift, and I just decided to go to the net there, and Smitty had a nice shot low, and obviously went in, so it was nice.
And of course, you got into the scrap. Everybody, I'm sure, really enjoyed watching that one. Tell me what goes through your mind there as that unfolds there. But I'm sure your teammates appreciated your ability to jump in and stick up for everybody.
Yeah, it was nice to jump in there. Auntie asked me to go there, and you know, I just wanted to show the boys I'm part of the team and willing to do whatever it takes. And you know, it was a good little fight there.
It was kind of an interesting one, Brandon, because you guys were really, you know, tied up at close range for a while. I was trying to figure out if you had a strategy there, if you're trying to maybe get in underneath, or if you just didn't want to let go of the bear hug.
Yeah, well, it took me a few punches to realize he was a lefty. I didn't know that. But yeah, after a while, it unfolded. It was a good fight, though, I thought.
I think you got the best of him at the end, though. It looked like you scored one on the takedown.
All right, thanks.
All right, we'll definitely go with that one. Right, well, Brandon, thank you very much for joining us. Congrats on the win tonight, and enjoy the All-Star break. A couple of days off for you. Well-deserved.
All right, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, that's Brandon Yip from downstairs. And, you know, Willie, I was actually surprised. The game didn't get more physical, and I don't mean more fights. Not, I mean, you know, maybe a little more checking, a little more pushing and shoving. I thought a couple of times we'd get more out of the scrums in the front of the net, at the side of the net. Didn't really seem to build the way I anticipated it might for whatever reason in this one.
Yeah, and I think probably I'd be curious to see what Joel Quenneville's quotes are after the game. I don't know that he saw the urgency in his team, but I think you have to credit the Predators. They didn't let the puck get into the tough areas a lot. I think they kept the Blackhawks a lot to the outside. I didn't see a whole lot of scrums. I mean, think about how often early in the season we were seeing just second and third chances and the Predators getting overwhelmed in front of the net. Other than the long shift by Hillen and Ellis that lasted 2 minutes and 33 seconds. That marathon, I don't think many other times they got caught out there and got gassed in their own end a lot.
You know, and that was a tough one. And halfway through that shift, I remember saying, I can't believe Nashville didn't get the puck down the ice. They had an opportunity to wedge it down, and I forget who it was. It might have been Halaschuk, but I'm not 100% on that. Kind of got the center, didn't wedge it in, tried to skate it a little further or maybe make a pass, thrown right back the other way by Chicago. And that's how dangerous they are in transition. That's what Chicago does and how they're able to stick so many pucks in the back of the net. They take advantage of the miscues like that. Fortunately for the Preds, it didn't bite them at that point, but, man, that was a bullet dodged right there. That was a huge one. The other thing I think was a big point in this game that allowed Chicago to really keep it going was Crawford's glove save on Fisher in the third period. That, to me, was probably the other really big key moment in this hockey game. No, Chicago doesn't come back to win, but I think if Nashville scores there to make it 3-0, this is a totally different hockey game.
I think those are really good moments in the game there. You start thinking about it. Not only did the Predators dodge the bullet there, but Mike Fisher's goal to go up to make it 2-0 happened on the next sequence after that. So you dodge the bullet, you get a goal, and you have the lead 2-0 at the end of the first. That was huge. And as you mentioned, the other point when Ballin scored at 7:20 to make it 2-1, and all of a sudden you could just sense the energy. They'd been waiting to explode all night long. All of a sudden the rest of the game, they were up, they were at them. Blackhawks were energized, and the Predators' ability to weather that storm was huge because it included a couple of huge PKs.
And, Willie, how many times have we seen that in our own rink? You know, that happens in Nashville all the time. All of a sudden, the crowd's just waiting. They're waiting, and all of a sudden, you get something that makes them explode. The team gets fired up, and all of a sudden, all the momentum is going your way, and that's exactly what happened here tonight for Chicago. Nashville was able to weather it and give Nashville credit because – lesser teams would have wilted under that kind of pressure, under the ensuing power play that was called almost immediately. You know, the Preds, and they had to kill that one without Shea Weber. Weber was in the box for the elbowing call.
I thought a bad call. I just did not think it was a good call there. But you got to be able to deal with adversity to win on the road, and they did exactly that there. And Tom, with the win, 29-16-4 with 64 points, and therefore, the Predators, as I take a look at it, actually, that's win number 30, isn't it, Tom?
It is win number
30
for
Nashville.
Okay, so 30,
16, 4. My sheet is wrong that I'm looking at it because 64 points. Because they have one more win than the Blackhawks, they technically will be in fifth place. So finally, after a long, long time just sitting there in sixth behind everybody in the division, the Predators will move up a notch.
The odd feeling is even though you were sitting there, you were climbing there in sixth. I mean, Nashville, you know, you had to keep pace. And it was, boy, what a crazy division. But it's been fun every single night. It's been so important to keep up with the Joneses.
Well, Tom, you were asking Patrick Hornquist what he's doing for his break. He's going to Florida. I'm not sure where you're going, but a well-deserved break for you. And I thought it was funny. Barry Trotz was asked last night in the post-game press conference, do you want to keep playing? And I'm sure that's a fair question. The way the Predators are playing right now, they've got a lot of momentum. But 7 games in 11 nights, and the Predators play as well as they do over that stretch. Barry Trotz, I think, is due for a break, and his team, he knows his team is as well. So let's see if the Predators can pick up where they left off on the other side.
Well, and that would be the hope, Willie. I mean, I'd love to see Nashville be able to just pick up where they left off, but they do need the rest. They need a break, and getting away right now, hey, even I need the break. Although Sunday we are covering the All-Star game, so we've got the 90-minute pregame for that, which I'll be a part of that, and then the game on Sunday. So I'm looking forward to that. I think it'll be a nice rest for the guys here a couple of days. You heal the bumps and bruises to guys like Bouillon, Smithson not in the lineup tonight. And then you kind of get a chance to reevaluate a little bit. And then, if you think it's been exciting until now, it's going to get even better the final 30 or so games down the stretch. It is going to be crazy. I can't wait.
Wow, this is really something. The plot is thickening for sure. Tom, get some rest. We'll talk to you back here in Nashville.
Thanks, Willie.
All right, Tom Callahan finishing up his pre-All-Star game duties on the Predators Radio Network. Predators win this one 3-1 at the United Center, 21,279 at United Center. Predators are now 1-0-1 against the Hawks there, 1-0 in Nashville. Stay tuned. We've got more coming on the Daily's postgame show right after this on the Fifth Third Bank Nashville Predators Radio Network.